This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We told you all morning we'd have a major announcement at 9:45, so here we are just a couple minutes later with a major announcement for you here on the Fan Morning Show, and really 93.7 The Fan as a whole, and Pittsburgh sports fans as a whole, I think, will take an interest in this. And Jim, I believe the floor is yours.
There we go. Jim, you have an announcement.
Yeah, I was waiting for the fanfare. Yeah, I don't know. This is really weird, because I've done a lot of half-ass things in my life, and so I'm doing it again, where I'm retiring, but I'm not retiring. If that makes any sense.
It doesn't.
Let's explain.
Okay, what's going to happen?
What's the immediacy? We've got to interview you now to get it out of you.
Okay, Friday. So, yeah, Friday will be my last day with you guys. However, it's not going to be. I'm still going to be around. And I think people know, and I thought some people have guessed this correctly. My wife, she retired at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky enough that we've done okay. You know, we're not like filthy rich, but we've done okay. And we can afford to do some things, and it makes sense to be able to take some time to do those while we can still do them, because, you know, we've heard stories about people that, you know, you save, well, I don't want to spend this money and I don't want to take this vacation because, you know, and, you know, do stuff while you still can do it in terms of being able to get around. I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but because we're not, you know, close to that really, but it's going to be a chance for us to do some stuff together. And so, well, I don't know how that's going to work, but...
But now take me through... Yeah, people care, but not as much as this. Take me through the occasional work that you alluded to then. So you're going to be
host, or what? Yeah. Like, let's say, for example, that let's go fast forward to President's Day, okay, mm-hmm. in February.
Okay.
And if you guys decide to take the day off, then I'll come in. And or if Chris is off, I'll come in. Colin, if you're off, I'll come in. If they want me to come in, right, to be if, and this is true in other shows. I famously filled in for Zeiss recently, which
yes.
actually was okay.
I heard.
It was interesting.
So is the best way to phrase it then, you're going to do occasional work for the
yes.
station?
Yeah, like it pomps off on a Saturday. That would be a nice slot to slide
so
into.
Semi-retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And you'll still hear me do things for, you know, some friends I've made over the years, like Moon Golf Club and Lynch Golf Sales and, you know, stuff like that. I'm still going to be around, and in a weird sense, like they'll be like, if you guys take an entire week off,
yeah,
and I feel like doing it, then I'll come in. I might be in for an entire week's worth of Fan Morning shows.
So your radio host, the radio voice emeritus, I guess is a good way
legend
to put
in
it.
Residence, Colin.
Legend.
Look at this.
Like when Johnny Majors had that office
sure.
at Pitt, like one of those sort of things.
Yeah.
You're like John Mitchell.
Right.
At
like
this
Mitch.
Point. Okay.
You know, we're like, you know, Butler may be like that at some point. Maybe Kevin Colbert will be like that, you know, whenever he decides to step aside. So I'm not, I guess stepping aside, isn't that a right way to put it?
I guess, yeah.
Where just, I'm stepping aside from all the day-to-day stuff. And yet I still, you know, I'm too young to retire. And plus, I mean, Linda's going to get right. sick of me real quick,
this
especially in the winter.
What we always ask in sports. Have you been forced out, Jim?
No.
Okay.
This is. Oh, that's another thing. Well, in sports, in our business,
yes.
and that's a question that I've told a few people, and one of the first things I got, is this your call? And yes, it is. This is entirely on me. You know, it's not like anybody's trying to get rid of me. In fact, it was just the opposite. It wasn't like they offered me more money to stay full time.
You didn't really put it on them either and try, right?
No, I didn't.
No. Right.
No, I'm the worst.
Can we play pranks on you now? Now you're primed
oh,
for that
yeah,
in the morning.
True.
You realize this. You have just become you have become target number one.
Well, how do you figure? I mean, you mean, what, call me up or?
We'll figure it out. I just have your guard up.
And,
I know that.
And you know, that's another thing. I've got
service is appreciated.
Right.
Now look the hell out.
Right. Have your guard up.
Right. Tell Linda, don't answer the door. Make sure you look out the window. Look through the little peephole to
now,
see who's
out
there.
Now, people say big power move. If Friday's your last show, call off sick Friday.
You know, the funny thing is yesterday. No, hang on. Hang on.
He's not far off.
Under terms of our contract, what was yesterday? If we worked.
Oh,
it's
you
a
get
comp
a day?
Day.
Yes.
Yeah. So they owe me a comp day.
Look at this. So you're going to just bug out on us tomorrow or Thursday?
No. Oh, thought about man. It. No, I'll just basically what I'll do is. No, Saturday. Saturday. No, not Saturday. No, Friday when the show's over, I'm done. I mean, I'm not going to.
Totally stealing Ben's thunder. This is. I would love Ben. What if Ben.
Hey, he's been around longer than Ben.
What if Ben calls a press conference Friday at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
I'm not covering it.
Right. This would be big.
Jeff will be covering it. Josh Roundtree or somebody.
Bigger retirement news in Pittsburgh sports. Ben Roethlisberger or Jim Colony?
But see, this would be like if Ben came back for the Cleveland game next November.
Just the Cleveland game?
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I don't want to go away. I need to maintain a certain relevance here so that I can still, you know, get into charity golf outings and stuff like that. So
you're just going to do commercials here and there?
No,
and
but
you're
I'll represent. Seriously, I will represent the station at your charity golf outing, if you so desire. No, but things like that. I'll still be a station representative. I've got some ideas for, you know, maybe some fun kind of videos that we'll be putting up on the website.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So it'll give me.
But
maybe,
it's amazing. I'll host a show here and there, a couple of months or so here, just so I can still get freebies at golf courses.
Right.
Pretty much what you retire.
And maybe the occasional free and free light.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Slip me a beer
if
too.
If Ron ever
maybe
offers.
I'll host two shows.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get another hole in one at some point.
Will you host when Starkey is out with Ron?
Probably not.
Wow.
Well, no, you don't want two 66-year-old guys. I don't know how old Ron is. He's younger than I am, so he's 65 maybe.
Okay.
You don't want two, like, mid-60s guys hosting a show.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
Make any sense.
How about Panther Hotline? Were they bringing that back?
Absolutely not.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it's been a pleasure, Jim. We've got, what's today?
Here we go. 3 days left. That's why this is strange.
Well, I don't know.
And then
you want to give people a little build-up, you know? A little lead-in. You don't want to throw it on them.
Yeah, I mean, so there it is.
There it is. There you
great.
Go.
It's a wonderfully prepared statement. It was good stuff by you today.
In all seriousness, Jim, I mean, from the first day I met you walking into that old building over in Wilkinsburg to, and I know you don't like all this, like, sappy stuff, that you hate it. You've always been a blast to work with, and I know we'll do like an official send off and stuff.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, I heard that's gonna
like
be
on the 28th,
not
though.
Friday. That's gonna they're making you wait a little bit to make sure you don't steal anything.
They actually did check
or
to see
break
if I was
anything
be
else.
Around. Yeah, we're not taking off right away, but and we're still gonna live here. So,
do you think Tomlin will mention you today?
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
I'm
about
not gonna
that.
Be there.
I still though.
But it's not like I'm. You know, that's the thing I won't be doing. That's why I actually kind of let it slip a little bit last week. Like, the last question that I asked Tomlin was a boom.
Yeah.
It was one of those one-word
answers.
Go out
with a make. I mean.
Yeah, so that's fine by me. But I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be doing those kinds of things. But
no,
I hope when things open up a little bit, I would like to, hopefully, I like doing, you know, interviews with people.
Right.
And not necessarily about. Like Mike Sullivan, not necessarily about the Penguins, right? I mean, just you know,
so
stuff.
So it's pretty cut and dry. Jim likes radio. He likes talking
just
to people.
Like
he's
us.
Tired of us, and he's tired of getting up so damn early in the morning.
There you go. You got it.
There's your major announcement.
No, this is like the greatest. I mean, I'd like to, you know, Craig Riley and SPAC, you know, those guys were great in terms of basic. It sounds anyway, and maybe this won't last. I can do. When they ask me to do something and I don't want to do it, I'll just say, no, sorry, I can't
like
make it.
This is a lot like Ben. I'm bigger than the organization. I get to do what I want to do. I'll work, but on
it
my
is.
Terms.
It's Ben.
It's a lot like Ben.
It's Ben telling the Steelers, hey, let me know when the Browns and the Jaguars are on the schedule.
Well, it's our pleasure and it's our listeners' pleasure, that's for sure, Jim. Yes. So we got the rest of the week with you and then we'll figure it all out, all right?
Yeah, we will. We'll have some fun.
All right, perfect. All right. Yep,
there
is
you go.
That. So that was Jim there.
So I'm going away, but I'm not going away. It's weird.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.